Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God from the second book of Kings. Now when the Eternal was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven, Elijah was leaving Gilgal along with Elisha. He said to Elisha, "Pray, remain here, for the Eternal sends me as far as Bethel." But Elisha answered, "As the Eternal lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So down they went to Bethel. The guild of prophets at Bethel came out and asked Elisha, "Do you know that the Eternal is taking away your Lord and Master today?" "Yes," he answered, "only hold your tongues." Elijah said to him, "Pray, remain here, Elisha, for the Eternal sends me to Jericho." "As the Eternal lives and as you live," he said, "I will not leave you." So to Jericho they went. The guild of prophets at Jericho came out and asked Elisha, "Do you know that the Eternal is taking away your Lord and Master today?" "Yes," he answered, "only hold your tongues." Elijah said to him, "Pray, remain here, for the Eternal sends me to the Jordan." "As the Eternal lives and as you live," he answered, "I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 members of the guild went and stood opposite them at a distance as the two of them were standing beside the Jordan. Elijah, rolling up his mantle, struck the water till it parted right and left so that they could cross on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Before I am taken from you, ask me for something." Elisha answered, "Let me fall heir to your spirit." "You have asked something hard," said Elijah. "If you see me when I am being taken from you, it shall be yours, but not if you fail to see me." Suddenly, as they walked and talked, a chariot of fire with horses of fire drove between them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. When Elisha saw this, he cried, "My father, my father, worth chariots and horsemen to Israel!" Losing sight of him, Elisha seized his clothes and tore them in two. Then, lifting the mantle which had fallen from Elijah, he went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Taking the mantle which had fallen from Elijah, he struck the water, crying, "Where is the Eternal, the God of Elijah?" And when he struck the water, it parted right and left, so that Elisha could cross. When the guild of prophets opposite saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." They came forward to meet him and bowed before him to the ground. Then they said, "Your servants here have 50 stalwart men. Pray, let them go in search of your master, lest the spirit of the Eternal perhaps has caught him away and dropped him on some hill or in some valley." Elisha refused, but as they pressed him till he was ashamed, he agreed. So they sent the 50 men, who searched for 3 days and failed to find him. When they came back to Elisha, who was still staying at Jericho, he said to them, "Did I not tell you not to go?" The townsmen said to Elisha, "The situation of this town is delightful, as my lord sees, but the water is bad and it causes miscarriages." "Bring me a new flask," said Elisha, "and put in some salt." They did so. Then he went to the source of their water supply, and throwing salt in, he uttered this word from the Eternal, "I hereby heal these waters. Never again shall they cause death or miscarriages." To this day the waters remain healed, exactly as Elisha said. On his way to Bethel, as he was walking up the road, some small boys from the town mocked him, crying, "Walk up, bald head! Walk up, bald head!" When he looked around and saw them, he cursed them in the name of the Eternal. 2 she-bears came out of the wood and mangled 42 of the boys. From Bethel he went on to Mount Carmel, and he made his way back to Samaria. The wife of a member of the prophet's guild once made an appeal to Elisha. "Your servant, my husband, is dead," she cried, "and you know that your servant reverenced the Eternal. Now a creditor has come to seize my two children and make him his slaves. What can I do for you? Said Elisha. Tell me what you have in the house. She replied, Your humble servant has nothing in the house at all, except for a flask of olive oil. Then borrow vessels here and there, he said, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, plenty of them. Shut yourself into the house, you and your sons. Pour the oil into all these vessels, and whenever one is full, set it aside. She went away and did so, shutting herself and her sons inside the house. They brought the vessels, while she poured out the oil. When the vessels had been filled, she said to her boy, Bring another. He said to her, There is not one more. Whereupon the oil stopped flowing. When she went and told the man of God, he bade her sell some of the oil to pay her debts, and then live, herself and her sons, off the rest. One day Elisha went over to Shunem, and a rich lady who lived there made him take some food. After this he used to turn in for a meal whenever he was passing. So she said to her husband, This is a holy man of God I see constantly passing. Come, let us build a small guest chamber for him, with a bed and a table and a seat and a lamp, so that whenever he comes to us, he can turn in. One day he came, and he did turn into the chamber and rested there. Call this Shunammite, he said to his servant Gehazi. And when she stood before him at his bidding, he told Gehazi to ask her, What is to be done for you after all this thought and trouble you have taken for us? Shall we say a word to you for the king or the commander-in-chief? No, she answered, I'm quite safe among my own kinsmen. So he asked Gehazi what was to be done for her, and Gehazi replied, She has not a son, and her husband is an old man. Call her back, said Elisha. And as she stood at the door in reply to his summons, he said, This time next year you will be embracing a son. No, no, my lord, she answered. You are a man of God. Do not deceive your humble servant. But the woman did conceive, and next year, when the time came round, she bore a son, as Elisha had told her. When the boy grew up, he went out one day to his father among the reapers. He called to his father, Oh, my head, my head! The father told his servant to carry the boy to his mother, and when he was brought to his mother, he sat on her lap till noon. Then he died. She carried him up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, closed the door, and went away to her husband, saying, Pray, let me have one of the servants and one of the asses, that I may hurry to the man of God and then get back again. Why go to him today? He asked. It is not the new moon festival or the Sabbath. Never mind, she said, and saddling the ass, she told her servant, Drive ahead. Never check the pace for me till I tell you. So on she went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When the man of God spied her at a distance, he said to his servant Gehazi, Look, there's the Shunammite. Now run to meet her, and ask her if she is well, and if her husband is well, and if the child is well. She answered, Yes, and went on to the man of God upon the hill, grasping his feet. Gehazi went up to push her away, but the man of God said, Let her alone, she has a sore heart, and the Eternal has not told me, he has hidden it from me. Then she cried, Did I ask my Lord for a son? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? So he told Gehazi, Gird up your loins, take my staff in your hand, and be off. If you meet anyone, do not stop to salute him, and if anyone salutes you, do not stop to reply. Lay my staff on the face of the child. The mother said to Elisha, As surely as the Eternal lives and you live, I will not go home without you. So he rose and went with her. Gehazi had gone in front of them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but as there was not a sound or sign of life, he came back to tell Elisha that the child had not awakened. When Elisha entered the house, there was the child lying dead on his bed. He went in and shut the door on the two of them, praying to the Eternal. he stretched himself over the child, putting his mouth on the child's mouth, his eyes on the child's eyes, and his hands on the child's hands, till as he crouched over the child, its flesh grew warm. Rising up, he walked to and fro and went and stretched himself 7 times over the child, till it opened its eyes. Calling Gehazi, he ordered him to summon the Shunammite. When she came in at his bidding, he said, "Lift your son." She fell at his feet, bowing herself to the ground, and lifting her son, she went away. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of 2 Kings.